There was, in addition, a more personal reason. Apple had invested in Adobe in 1985, and together the two companies had launched the desktop publishing revolution. "I helped put Adobe on the map," Jobs claimed. In 1999, after he returned to Apple, he had asked Adobe to start making its video editing software and other products for the iMac and its new operating system, but Adobe refused. It focused on making its products for Windows. Soon after, its founder, John Warnock, retired. "The soul of Adobe disappeared when Warnock left," Jobs said. "He was the inventor, the person I related to. It's been a bunch of suits since then, and the company has turned out crap." When Adobe evangelists and various Flash supporters in the blogosphere attacked Jobs for being too controlling, he decided to write and post an open letter. Bill Campbell, his friend and board member, came by his house to go over it. "Does it sound like I'm just trying to stick it to Adobe?" he asked Campbell. "No, it's facts. Just put it out there," the coach said. Most of the letter focused on the technical drawbacks of Flash, but despite Campbell's coaching, Jobs couldn't resist venting at the end about the problematic history between the two companies. Adobe was the last major third-party developer to fully adopt Mac OS X, he noted. Apple ended up lifting some of its restrictions on cross-platform compilers later in the year, and Adobe was able to come out with a Flash authoring tool that took advantage of the key features of Apple's iOS. It was a bitter war, but one in which Jobs had the better argument. In the end, it pushed Adobe and other developers of compilers to make better use of the iPhone and iPad interface and its special features.